Is anyone else having a problem?
Oh, yeah. Now, here we go. I eat it. Oh, baby. I am by. You gotta unmute yourself, Eva.
I have no, I can't
get a video. Either. I'm so sorry. I'm not muted anymore. I just don't need to be on video. I'm sorry. But I will listen in. I mean, I have to, right?
No, that's okay, Edith. I'll just talk. I mean, if I have a question. Okay. That's weird.
All right. Hello, everyone. Thank you for dialing in. It's currently 8:01 p.m. We'll give another couple of minutes for anyone else to join us. I'm just going to take attendance, start taking attendance before we get started, officially get started. The meeting is recording. The recording has started, just to give everyone a heads up.
Yeah, hey, I'm wondering, should I close out and then try again or just stay the way I am?
Stay put.
Okay.
Yeah, stay put. Once we get started, I think things will start adjusting again.
Okay. Oh, and thank you again for those two websites. I got them.
I got them too. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Are we going to look at all of those 10 complaints that you were talking about last time?
I'll get started. Just give me another couple of minutes.
So we're about to take this off. I had super low battery, but the wind has picked up so much because there's that huge storm coming in. Wow. You flip it. Keep going. Back. Here we go. The wind is now blowing insane. So I should be able to get a pretty easy takeoff here.
All right. Good evening, everyone. It's currently 8:04 p.m. We'll get started so we don't end too late. This meeting is being recorded. Let's see. I am sharing video. Does everybody see me?
Yes.
No.
Does everyone hear me okay?
We hear you. I hear you.
Andy, go on. Can you go on mute?
Can I go on mute?
I think if you mute yourself, you'd be able to hear me or see me.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Okay, I can mute you. Hold on. All right. I think I muted Sandy, but I still don't see the big screen, but it's okay. Everybody's okay, I think, with everyone can hear me, right? Because that's the most important thing.
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
Again, this is being recorded, so we'll go with the agenda. The first thing on the agenda is reviewing last month's minutes. They are uploaded on Community Board 11's website. You can just take a minute, go to the minutes, and we'll come back and vote on it. We'll take 2 minutes from now to review the minutes.
You're on mute.
Thank you. Motion to approve September's minutes. Do I have a second? Edith or Ellie?
Second.
Thank you, Ellie. Discussion or any input from the minutes? If not,
I mean, I think I would just add that I think we, at the very end, we agreed that we would provide the procedural rules of filing complaints and post them on the community board's website.
I'm sorry. Say again.
I believe that we discussed that we would publish the procedures of filing a complaint and what the procedures of the complaint process would be, and that we would publish them on the community board's website.
Okay. All right. Anyone against or abstaining for Ellie or Edith? All right, so then the motion passes to approve the minutes with the addition of that we're going to publish the procedures and the process on Community Board's website. All right, so we went back and forth with the form. Is everyone happy with what the form is right now and what it looks like, the complaint form from the committee? Do you have any additions? I know we discussed it already. Because I think the last thing we need to do right now is publish them.
Well, I mean, I think there was a dispute over how to, the choice of words or terms, I should say. So I think that was not decided. And I think we need to elaborate the rules a little bit more.
Okay, so what do you suggest?
I mean, I'm okay with Eli's recommendation that we use the subject of the complaint if complainee is not acceptable. But I think that we need to detail a little bit more, you know, like time frames of when people have, you know, if people are requested to respond or if we are doing an investigation, I think we should do like a timeline of when things are done and when people have, you know, like what deadlines people have to respond. Because it's like everything is just kind of up in the air. And I think we all need clarification, us included. And we're part of this ethics committee.
Okay, so with the deadline, we do have the 90 days to review, look into it and provide a recommendation. Are you looking into another deadline for something else?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the subject of the complaint should have a certain amount of time to respond, for instance, right? It should not be like an indefinite amount of time to respond, you know, like, so that's what that's part of the thing I'm suggesting. I mean, listen, as I said, I think we're going to improve on these procedural rules as we go along because it is a new committee and we're kind of learning as we go in a strange way, right? What works and what doesn't work. And, you know, how we can better clarify things for everyone involved, whether it's the complainant, the subject of the complaint, or just us. So
what do you suggest for the subject of the complaint to respond? I mean, usually I just ask them to respond prior to the next meeting.
Mm.
Do you want to propose another deadline?
I think it should be earlier, just in the event, I think, that if the subject of the complaint said, listen, why don't you talk to such and such, or why don't you refer to something else that may shed more light, right? For instance, as part of the investigation. And that's why I would suggest that the subject of the complaint, even though they're not required to respond, that they should do so within, I don't know, like within a period of time. And we can suggest what time frame that is.
I agree that we should give them a period when to respond prior to the next meeting. That doesn't sound right to me. It could be like a day before, and we just need more time.
And that's fine, because they're not required to respond. They might not respond at all. But so do you want to do 5 days before the meeting?
No, I would do way before that.
So 1 week before the meeting?
No, I would say like within 5 business days of your email. But then but then that would require us to submit what the allegations are to the subject within a certain time frame. And that's what I'm saying. I think we need to establish better deadlines. One, we have to relay that information or what the allegations are to the subject, how long the subject has to respond. And then we have to allow ourselves a certain amount of time to investigate it between the subject's response, if any, right? Since it's not required. And then, you know, we have to give ourselves sometimes between that and the meeting where we decide whether it's sufficient to go to the full board or not. So I would say it's discussed at the first meeting, right? Like, for instance, if something is brought to the first meeting, like today, that we contact the subject of the complaint within, I don't know, 10 business days of that meeting, of today's meeting, let's say, and the subject has 5 business days to respond. And then that gives us another at least 30 days to investigate. Should we need, you know, if they're like need to investigate and talk to other people or listen, I don't know, obtain other evidence. I don't know how else to put it.
Thank you.
did you want to say something, Ellie? You cut off.
It gives us time to find other evidence to substantiate the claim or the complaint.
Okay, so 10 business days to after this meeting to provide the subject with the allegations, and 5 days for them to respond. This is all business days. What if someone requests an extension?
I mean, if it's like, you know, like it has to explain why they need an extension, and we can grant it if it's like reasonable.
Do we grant them an additional 5 days?
Yeah, up to an additional 5 business days, but not to exceed an additional 5 business days.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So saying reasonable extension requests may be approved? Is that okay?
Yep, that's perfect. But not to exceed 5 business days. 5 additional business days.
And while we're at that, since we do have 90 days to respond or come up with a recommendation and get back to the person making the complaint, is there any room for, because I don't see any room in there for us if we needed an extension. So if we're going to provide extensions, we get late responses. Should we add something in there, maybe extended dependent on,
circumstances, you know, listen, every case is going to be different. Like, I don't know, like no one has a crystal ball. Nobody knows, but I think that we have 90 days, but it's not a deadline that's set in stone. I mean, we obviously can't have an indefinite amount of time to respond, but I think that, you know, if we need additional time, then we should be allowed to have additional time. But not like more than an additional 30 days, I think, right?
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Okay, so I'll just put maybe we have 90 days, maybe extended dependent on circumstances.
Yeah. Those circumstances are an ability to collect the information they were seeking, and we need more time. Those things are going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on the complaint form?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I have like a lot of opinions, but I think that we should indicate that we will contact the subject of the complainant. We will contact the complainant at least 2 days before the scheduled ethics and committee meeting that you know the complaint will be the decision on the complaint will be made on that date, so they'll get at least 2 day notice, 2 calendar day notice of the hearing, and to basically if they want to attend. And at that meeting, we will discuss whether there's sufficient cause or sufficient evidence to put it before the full board. And if the complaint didn't meet their burden, that, you know. But obviously, that's a determination that's going to be on the subsequent meeting. I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm so tired. I've had a long day. I know I'm not making any sense. But whatever meeting we are going to hold, that we're going to discuss that our determination of the complaint will give that complainant at least 2 days, 2 calendar day notice in advance with the link. Because I'm getting tired of all the unnecessary emails that we keep getting we are only, you know, like we're here to cater to individual needs. And I'm sorry, like I'm not here to cater to anybody's individual needs. So if everybody knows what to expect, and there's no reason for them to email us.
So I think we have in there that the complainant is expected to attend the next committee meeting. That we have in there already, I think. I remember having it in there.
Yes.
So you want to add, how about requesting that the complainant attend the meetings until they receive an outcome versus tie in the committee to go into individual complainants 2 days trying to get that deadline to get the deadline going? Go ahead.
That's when they're meeting with the committee?
I missed the question.
I'm saying 2 days. Is that when? Is that based upon the finding of the committee? We have 2 days. I missed the part.
Yeah, 2 days. So I was suggesting that we notify the community board, not necessarily the ethics committee, that the community board notify the complainant at least 2 days prior, two calendar days prior to the hearing that the ethics committee will hold to make its final determination.
So that will be the finding of the committee.
Correct, exactly. And you know, like if we have 90 days, then I think it doesn't really make sense to require the complainant to attend, you know, the meeting that's held 30 days out, 60 days out. You know, in the event that we reach a determination or we have a finding within 30 or 60 days, you know?
Yeah, I'm just concerned because it's the 2-day limit is on a Sunday. And sometimes, you know, we all have busy weekends. And if you forget to do it, you know, on a Thursday or Friday, then it's tough. I just don't want to tie ourselves because, again, we're not clocking in and clocking out. And
I know
I have a spreadsheet of all the complaints, but there's so much you only can do on your time off,
right?
Everything in life. So I don't want to add another duty. Honestly, I don't think we should. I think if I submitted a complaint, I'm going to follow up with my complaint, and if the committee meets on the third Tuesday of every month, I will follow up with my complaint.
So then they have to attend the third meeting following, right? So that's fine. We don't have to provide them, but how do they get the links? Everyone just gets the links automatically.
It's on the calendar, and Jeremy usually sends it out a couple of days before to the public.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it. Okay. So then, okay, you know what? Then,
what was that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but okay, so then we could just say that the claimant must attend the third meeting following the meeting within 90 days or whatever it is, the committee meeting within 90 days of the first meeting discussing the complaint.
Yeah, because what we're doing is we get a complaint, if we have an appropriate time, we'll discuss it during like tonight's meeting. Like right now, we received a complaint 10 days ago. Perfect. We discuss it tonight, right? And then by next meeting, which is just the second meeting, it wouldn't be the third meeting, we might have an answer for the complainant. So it's not necessarily the third meeting.
When you say answer, what do you mean by answer?
Like results.
Finding.
Yeah.
But that's like, I mean, listen, I don't know. I mean, maybe people will attend, but not everyone necessarily will attend that meeting.
I mean, we required them to attend the meeting that's following the next meeting. Like if someone complained 10 days ago, so we required them to attend this meeting, right?
You know what I can suggest? You know what? We publish our agendas, right? For each meeting ahead of time. So we're going to say that it's the complainant's burden to check each month for the agenda prior to the meeting each month following the meeting that the complaint is heard to determine when the findings will be
we discussed. We didn't miss too many things on the agenda. Like, for example, for tonight, I went on the community board's website to look at tonight's agenda, and there's no link. It says, you know, ethics committee agenda, but there's nothing to click on. It's just words. There's no link. So you could have those technical difficulties. But here's the deal. They're required to attend the next meeting after they submit the complaint, right? So that's done. They're definitely attending that. It's a requirement. The other meetings, there's really no requirement. They can just not dial in, and they'll get the findings from us. We're required to give it to them.
Okay.
They're not required to dial in to these meetings.
That's true. I mean, by then we have made our own findings, so I guess. I mean, my only question is, you're not asking them about.
If we need to talk to them, then I think I take that responsibility. Let's say they give us a form and we have some follow-up questions other than this meeting, right? So let's say we send the allegations to the person responding to the complaint. They give us more information, and now we need to go back to the complainant. Then we might invite them to this meeting to say, hey, we have follow-up questions for you.
Okay, got it.
Then we'll take, I don't mind taking that responsibility. But okay. I know as this committee expands, I think it's going to be a big load. If right now we only have, you know, a handful of complaints, but once it gets to 10 and then you're trying to narrow down the results for this week, it just might cause complications.
I agree with you. I think that's completely reasonable what you're suggesting.
Excuse me, can the public speak during this meeting?
Yeah, do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a response. For some reason. Oh, what a bad connection. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Like that.
Device. That happens sometimes when a participant is on more than one device.
Okay, let me.
Whoever is on their cell phone needs to mute themselves. I think that's what may be causing it.
How about now?
A lot better. Hello.
I think we may have to move on because whoever's speaking is no longer speaking.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing it from the phone because for some reason when I do the Zoom, I'll echo back. My first question is this meeting being recorded?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. Regarding notification, okay, I understand people are busy. I am also busy myself. But if the chair or members of this committee are too busy to hear someone's complaint, adequately, then perhaps they should inform the chair or the BP's office that they have time constraints and they're not able to provide adequate time to address people's complaints towards members or staff of Community Board 11. I'm just saying. And second, I do think we need notification because, like you stated earlier, I have often gone to CB 11 website where the links are broken. Like in last week's in this week's leadership meeting, I wanted to attend the meeting, but when I went into the CB11 website, the agenda was missing and the links is only posted on the agenda. So I was not able to access the meeting, which they said that the link was broken. So they do have those issues where they have broken links. And this happened in last month's ethics minutes, where I remember I sent you an email saying that I had no access to the minutes because the link was broken. And you said you had access to the minutes, but I didn't because I guess I'm from the public when the link was broken and they fixed it. But to make it sure, we do have issues with CB11 and broken links. I don't understand why you would mandate the public to attend every committee meeting that may not pertain to their specific complaint when it takes, well, you don't have to, I mean, you know, at least a week ahead if you plan to make some sort of determination or a questioning on that specific complaint. Just send a courtesy email and say, hey, we're going to be addressing this. You're welcome to join us or you should join us. What's the big deal? It takes 1 minute to send an email as opposed to mandating a person, a complainant, to attend every meeting or look for minutes, and hopefully the minutes are posted to as to whether they should be attending those meetings or if that meeting will pertain to their complaint. So I don't understand why it would be just courtesy to send someone a little email notifying them that the upcoming meeting will address their complaints. And regarding my issue is this process, because I feel like regardless of what you, the committee determines, and after investigating and looking at both sides of the issue, when it hits the full board, like the last motion, we have board members laughing, making derogatory remarks, like get over it, saying that that nothing's going to change that person, which I won't mention that person's name. If that's the attitude from the full board, I don't see any motion, regardless of what you determine based on the facts and investigation, will have any potential of passing, because of based on last motion at the September full board meeting. I mean, it's not so much that I'm upset they didn't go my way, but the remark from other members were just as bad as the remark made against the person that I made a complaint against. I'm like, get over it. Laughing. I mean, how can we expect the full board? And lastly, we have cliques in the full board. So they, even the chair said he won't vote against another exec member and other cliques saying they won't vote against their colleague. So how is this independent people within the committee board refuse to vote against their colleague, their board members, even despite the fact that they may be on the wrong side of the issue? So this is why I feel like regardless of all the work you may put into investigating and interview and process, that it's going to go nowhere. Thank you.
What was the first item you mentioned before request and notification?
Sorry, what?
The first thing you said before you requested notification, because of the broken links you had, you mentioned something before that. The first thing you said.
I asked you if the meeting was recorded, that's all.
Okay.
I asked you first
Miss meeting. So Mr. Gatto, so I think after clarifying with Yahe, what we're saying is that if we need to follow up with anyone who's submitting a complaint, right? If we need to follow up mm-hmm. with them after the person you or someone else is complaining about, if the subject of the complaint responds, right? And let's say we mm-hmm. have follow up questions with the complainant, then we're going to reach out to the complainant and we're going to ask follow-up questions. But mm-hmm. because I think the meeting where the findings have to be made
mm-hmm.
cannot be, we can't divulge like details about the complaint, right? Mm-hmm. It does make it a little difficult, right, to continue to discuss it on the record. Do you understand what I mean? So I think that's why Yahe is suggesting that it's even pointless to send you a link, because you're going to get it in writing anyway from us. And obviously, like, you know, if you're not happy with how we, whether, you know, if we say it's enough to go to the full board or it's not enough, whatever happens, right? You obviously, there mm-hmm. are other recourses that you may have. Mm-hmm. But even though I proposed it, I have to agree with Yahe to the extent that he is right, that it really doesn't make sense that we should be required to send the link for the subsequent meeting where the findings will be made on the complaint, because you're going to hear from us in writing, right? So it's a formality on the record that we're going to say, these are what our findings were. And it's a very limited finding. It's not like we can go into detail anyway. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean, right? And listen, I understand your concerns too. And I get it. You have two attorneys on this board and Yahe is super well prepared. And honestly, like, I think he knows a lot. I feel like sometimes he's an attorney too. So I think we totally understand your concerns. But I think for the findings, it probably doesn't really, it's not going to change anything, because at that point the findings will be made. So it's not going to change the determination of the committee. So any investigative process will happen well before that meeting. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I understand. Cause if this, even if you have a meeting about the findings, nothing that could be said after the fact is going to change those findings.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. But I do have issues with the, because we're one of the board members mentioned, sorry, what?
Just real quick, you said that we're requiring everybody to attend all the meetings. We're not. Just the meeting after you submit your complaint, that's the requirement to attend. You don't have to attend the other meetings.
No, I understand. But if you have to have, for some reason, you have to delay because of the subject had asked for extension, or you needed more time to investigate, to determine your findings, then that third meeting will not be a determination. It would probably be the fourth meeting.
And you know what?
Right.
You bring up that point, and if we need to go past the 90 days, we will add something in there that we will let the complainant know that we will go past the 90 days.
Okay. That makes sense. And one quick remark, regarding the executive order, and I mentioned this to the chair as well as I sent email to Tom McKay, and I think someone mentioned about all the emails, but the reason why I send those emails is because you don't respond to the same questions over and over again. One of the questions I asked, and I really want this addressed, and I know Councilmember Andy King, he has a similar issue on the city council. But the executive order only covers the actual deliberation or discussion of determination of what should be done regarding the complaint. But the complaint itself is not shielded or not under the executive order, but it's under open meetings law, not under the executive order section. So the fact that the whole complaint, everything is being held under executive order, is not actually adhering to open meetings law. It's only when you go to discuss your determination based on your findings. That's only under executive order. And I mentioned that to the chair. I mentioned that to Tom Lucania. I mentioned that to Yahe. No response. And if you look at the city council meeting, regarding Councilman Andy King, they did the same thing. They did the right way. They discussed the complaint. When they had to make the determination, that was in executive order. But then when they took their vote, it was a public vote. So perhaps you should look at the city council meeting regarding the expelling Councilman Andy King and see how they did it, because they did it the right way. They did it in adherence to open meeting law. But you guys shoot the whole thing.
Here's so let's say we do go into executive session, we discuss a complaint, right? We're not coming out, if we do come out with, we're coming out with a recommendation to the full board, right? So it's not public yet. It might transfer into the full board, which might go into executive session to discuss it, and then after the full board votes, then it becomes public.
No, so but just, when I made the complaint,
this is just a committee meeting. Nothing goes public right afterwards, because it's still it might still be discussed in the full board meeting. So after the full board meeting, then it becomes public after we vote. Then it's a public vote.
No, per the committee, the complainant A, subject C did this. That should have been made public at your committee meeting. But you took all that information behind doors. Even the complainant, which I won't mention his name, but he was very upset with you because he said he felt he was misquoted. And I felt that you should have played the video to the full board for them to understand the extent of how that remark was made, because based on tone and based who it was directed at, it plays a major factor remark was offensive, not supposed to be casual or in a jokingly manner. It was based on the tone, based who it was directed at, how it was directed. And I felt that we lost that when you didn't play the video, but it was based on a transcript that you provided to the full board. And even that subject was very upset with you that day. He was yelling at you, screaming at you, saying that you misquoted him. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. We're listening to you.
I just feel like, from my understanding, and I'm going to look in, the thing who really needs to provide you guidance is Tom Lucania, the BP's office. But let's say, I'm not going to mention anyone's name, but let's say the complainant made a remark, made a complaint against subject B. That should be made public. That should be discussed at the ethics committee. Ms. Delgado said, committee member A, B, C said this, and she was offended. She said that it did this and that. That's public. And then when you decide, well, we're going to go into the next session to determine, based on the findings, our recommendation. That's under executive order. I feel that should be addressed before we move on to my other complaints. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah.
As somebody who sat on an ethics committee and who has made complaints and have watched complaints and heard complaints, can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. The problem that you're having here is because there's no set policy by the borough president's office. Now, as far as naming board members, the public is not allowed to name any board member. Any complaint against a staff member must be made in executive session. However, any member of the public who is making a complaint about a board member or a staff member is allowed to be brought into executive session. And that you could check with Tom Lucania on that. All right. Again,
so you're saying the complainant can come with us into the executive session?
They can be invited in for that item only, for their complaint. Again, you can check with Tom Lucania. He will tell you. That is the policy. Because I had made a complaint against a community board 10 member, and quote unquote, they were going to meet in executive session, and both I and then that board chair thought that I could not go into executive session. Tom Lucania cleared it up and said I could have. Okay, the complaint was dropped because it was inconsequential anyway. But again, check with Tom Lucania for the latest information, is what I'm saying. And each board has a different policy on how they hear it, but the final vote must be by the entire board who goes into executive session to hear the committee's recommendation. They have to vote, and the committee has to vote in public, though. That's all I have to say.
I thought
Okay, so as far as the last complaint, where it was split 13-13, that's exactly what we did. Except that the only difference from everything you stated is that we did not invite Ms. Delgado to join us in the executive session. That is true.
I shouldn't be invited because it's executive order. I should not be invited to that. To you determine your recommendation. I should be able to discuss the complaint in a public manner on my issues, but I shouldn't be invited to the executive board.
That's not what, I'm sorry, what was the name of the guy who just spoke? Oh, Mr. Press. I think am I wrong? But I thought Mr. Press said that she can come into executive session if
no,
we want
I can't. Not per open meeting law. I don't have any say in how you determine your findings. There's no need for me to be sitting with you while you're determining your recommendation. There's no need for that. And in fact, you're not mandated per open meeting law.
I'm not talking about. Stop. Mr. Press, what can you please elaborate?
What's that?
Can you please repeat what you said before?
Okay. As per Tom Lucania, okay, the complaint that I had against a community board 10 member who I could not name in public could be heard in executive session. And
exactly.
Mr. Lucania said that the board could invite me into executive session to discuss the matter that I'm complaining about.
But it said could, not that they have to.
They don't have to. No, you're right.
But they don't have to. Exactly.
But that's why I'm saying to you, check with Tom Lucania on that too.
But okay? This is not Tom Lucania. This is open meetings law. This is above Tom Lucania, but he should address the fact that the discussion on my complaint itself is not shielded by the executive order. It's when you determine your findings that and you discuss any punitive decision, is that that's shielded, but not the fact that I'm making a complaint that should be public. When I'm not going to do it now because I'm going to respect. But let's say I have a complaint against John Smith. I should say, hey, ethics committee, I'm here regarding my complaint against John Smith because John Smith said this at this committee board 11. It was insensitive, it was inappropriate, and it stereotyped a certain demographic. I'm here because of this. I should be able to say that. Okay, you don't permit me to say that.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, you sent that email indicating that you're allowed to, and my reading of that clause does not suggest that. So if you're pleading, if you're claiming that that's the case, then you really need to cite to provision that actually indicates that, because the provision you cited to in the email does not suggest that. So I think you're mistaken. But if you have something else to show us, then please, by all means, do it, because I would love to read that. But whatever you sent to us via email weeks ago does not state that.
Okay, I will provide that to you. No problem. Thank you.
All right. Moving on. Let me go back to the agenda because it's on the previous page.
How's that, Yahi, for throwing you off?
No, it's fine.
Executive session and everything else.
So,
but I think it's valid. These are all valid points until we get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I did have something that I wanted to add into the discussion, but maybe because we're limited on time tonight, because we still, I think, I have a feeling addressing the next our previous complaints, we will be required to go into executive session.
So should we hold off on next month, honestly, until we figure out whether?
Well, we don't need to invite anybody. I think right now, with the complaints that we have, we don't need it. So even if it say we may invite the person, I don't think we need to, unless you think we need to.
No, I don't think we need to, because they're very detailed, but.
Going forward, yes, Mr. Lucania owes me a few things that he has to get back to me on. So I'm waiting for him to return to get back to me on a few things. So we'll give him a little bit more time. So right now we're going to discuss the public complaints. And we discussed number in the complaints. But since we don't have any numbers right now, we do have a complaint against a community board staff and a community board member. And I believe three complaints we need to discuss in executive session. The committee members did receive the information. And with that, I will make a motion to discuss the two old complaints that we have received and a new complaint to discuss them in executective session.
Oh, Yahi, hey, please, one quick second. Regarding my second complaint against the first.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
For a motion. Let me finish and then we will have a period to discuss. So do I have a second?
Second.
Sorry, I had to mute myself. Yes, second. I third it, I guess.
Thank you. For now, we'll open it up for discussion. Ms. Delgado, did you want to say something?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'll make it very short because I know your time limit. My second complaint against the same board member who supposedly resigned, I think I would like to amend that to the committee that he was initially in, because I know that I would like that complaint to continue to be investigated and a finding recommended, because it was not just that committee board member specifically, even though he was the one that said it, but there were other members in that committee who condoned it. So I would like to amend that to include that committee, which I will send to you later tonight. Thank you.
Okay. All right, the incident did occur in the Parks Committee, but you want to amend it from the Parks Committee to a different committee?
No, no. I initially mentioned one specific member of that committee. I would like to now amend it from that specific person to the Parks Committee, please.
The entire committee?
Correct.
Okay.
So now you want the whole committee investigated?
The respondent will have to change. You would have to change the form and resubmit it because... unless the committee, is the committee okay with switching it from one person to the entire committee, or?
Yeah, hey, you would have nothing, to notify the whole committee then.
Nothing has changed. The it still remains the same, except for because that member has resigned, I feel like the issue still remains that should have not been permitted, and it was sort of indirectly condoned by the other members of that committee.
Okay. Now, as a lawyer, though, do you know how hard that is to prove? But that's fine.
The person has not officially resigned. We have not received anything in paper.
So, understood.
So I don't know if you still want to make that amendment.
May I ask you quickly, if the person resigns before you make your findings, what happens?
We still come out with the recommendation, and it's the full board can either vote on it or close the complaint. It's up to the full board to, at that point. We're just here to collect information and provide the findings to the board.
Okay, I thank you for your response, and I'll leave the complaint as is then. Thank you.
Hey, one final thing before you go in.
Yes.
I'm going to look for the correspondence from Tom Lucania to myself about the open meetings law and what I said, and try and forward it to you, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you, have a good night.
Thank you very much, and I do rely on you for information, and I appreciate the input, Bob.
All right, have a good night.
With no abstentions, no one against going into executive session, we will say the motion has passed. I will put the public in a waiting room until we come out of executive session. I'm not sure how long the executive session will last. Last